Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, You Are Not a Grasshopper, You're a Giant Slayer.
Speak the word.
God has promised to restore the years the locust has eaten, and He will restore what Satan the termite's eaten too. In Joel 2:25, an Amplified Classic, it says, And I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten. And verse 26 says, You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. This is God's promise to you. We have to trust God's word that it's true. We need to start exercising our power and our authority, and that's what we're doing. When God says something, we need to act on it. No more thoughts of doubt, no more negative talk, no more thoughts of failure and defeat. In 1 Samuel 17, 46 and 47, David prophesied to Goliath and saw his words come to pass. You know, we're all familiar how David took out Goliath, but first he prophesied what he was going to do to him. God promises to deliver you from anything that comes against you. And you know, and this is another thing, you know, when you think about the Israelites, you know, they didn't remember too much about their history. You know, when those spies came back in and told them there was no way they could get into the promised land because of all the giants and everything, you know, they forgot about the Red Sea. You know how God parted the Red Sea and took them through it. You know, they forgot about the manna that fell from heaven for all those years and fed them. They forgot about the water that came out of the rock. They forgot about all this. You know, they had a short memory where their history is concerned. And we do too. I think that when we're having a difficult time, then we have to go back and bring back to our remembrance those things in the past that God has brought us through. Then it'll increase our faith and make us stronger, and we'll be able to get over that, leap over that wall or whatever. In Psalm 73:26 in the King James, he said, My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the rock and firm strength of my heart and my portion forever. And it will, that, you know, sometimes it will fail you, but God won't. I think that at night when I go to bed, you know, I remind him that no evil shall come nigh me or any plague near my dwelling. For I dwell in a secret place in the Most High God and abide in the shadow of the Almighty, in whose power no foe can withstand. And I remind him that he's my refuge, he's my high tower, he's my hiding place, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I remind him of those things and other things, you know, before I go to sleep at night, and that his angels are watching over me to make sure that I'm okay. Friends, God sees you as more than a conqueror. He sees you, as I said before, as a mighty warrior wearing his armor. He does not see you as a grasshopper. He does not see you powerless. It doesn't matter that you may not look like much in your own sight or in the sight of the enemy. It doesn't matter what you look like to them. God doesn't see you that way. God has given you his word as your weapon, Ephesians 6:17, and he wants you to pick up your sword, your tongue, and wield the sword of the Spirit, which is his word. Saints, you have to be quick to speak it, and you have to be quick to prophesy over your situation. As according to Romans 4:17, you know, that's what he's referring to. You call those things that be not as though they were. He wants you to be quick to speak them. You have to speak when the devil is trying to steal from you and defy him. You cannot stay silent when the enemy's putting those negative thoughts into your mind and you're dwelling on those. I heard a pastor say one time, and I use this when I think about it, that you need a bouncer at the door of your mind. You know, so when the enemy puts thoughts in there, you can just bounce them right out, you know, and just think on what you need to think on. And think on the things that God tells us to think on, the things above, and not all this other stuff. So you just need a bouncer up there, you know, to bounce it out. Hallelujah. Yeah. Speak it. It won't work unless you speak it. It is just like medicine. If you don't take it, it won't work. Believe me, it won't. God showed me that the same thing is true when a person goes to church and feeds on his word but never acts on it. He says, just like the medicine, he says, gonna do no good. God gives us his word, and then we must act on his word. It doesn't do you any good to come and sit under the word and never take it to heart and act on it. You know, it's like, you know, the Pastor Larry, whoever is ministering, is up here just wasting their wind, you know, because he's preaching the word, teaching you the word, and he's teaching it so that you can get an understanding on, so then you can go out and you can act on this next week. So take God at his word, and he will take what Satan meant for your evil and turn it around and use it for your good and for his glory, just as he did for Joseph in Genesis 50, verse 20. And that's where he was talking about his brothers that had sold him into slavery. Most of us are familiar with that. In Genesis 50, 20, in the God Word translation, it says, as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring about that many people would be kept alive as they are this day. You know, there's a lot of bad things that the enemy brings against you, but God will take it. I know he's taken a lot of things for you, and he's taken a lot of things for me that the enemy meant for my harm and used it for my good and his glory. You know, and some of them I'm well aware of and some I'm not, because he blesses us all the time, and we're not always aware of all the blessings, because he blesses us all the time, from the time we get up till we go to bed, and then even some. He blesses us, he keeps us asleep. Even if you don't think it will work this time, you know, you say, Pastor Joe, I've tried it, and I've tried it, and I've tried it. I've done that for a couple of days now, and it doesn't work. Agree with God. You know, even if it don't work, agree with God's word and don't give up. You know, be like Peter was in Luke 5, verse 6. He said, maybe you didn't catch anything the last time you threw in your net, but hear the Lord encouraging you to throw it in again. You'll not be disappointed, he's saying. And he was revealing this to me when I was putting it together. He said, let them know that if they've tried before and it didn't work, whatever it is they've been trying to do, have them to throw their net in again. Whatever it is, he said, you won't be disappointed, whatever it is. That's a word of prophecy there. You know, throw it again and trust God to know it, that, you know, that he's telling the truth. You know, I have this friend, and I've noticed over the past several years that things failed a few times in his ministry. However, I've also noticed that he's like one of those big balloons that you blow up, you know. You see him at the service station sometimes, you know, big old people. And you knock it down, it comes right back up again. You knock it down, it comes right back up again. And that's what we're supposed to do. You know, enemy knocks you up, you go right back up again. And that's what he's done over the years since I've known him. You know, he gets knocked down, you get right back up again. He keeps trying. He doesn't give up, you know. It'd be like Kentucky Saunders. I think he went to 999 somehow, you know, businesses trying to get him to buy his recipe for chicken. And maybe on 1,000th time, he really did. You know, somebody bought his recipe. But if he had given up, and you know, he was already retired, I think living on Social Security, and all he had was that money. But he didn't give up, you know. Moses, you know, when he came out of the desert, he was 80. He didn't give up. He just was getting started. You know, that's me. I'm just getting started, you know. Praise God. However, also notice that he's like one of those, like I said, like one of the balloons. But you keep hitting it and knocking it, and it comes right back up again. That's my friend. And now things are going really well for him because he did not give up, but he kept trusting God. He kept trusting the Lord. And I could give you a few testimonies myself on how things failed. But you can't give up. We got to keep pushing forward, brothers and sisters. You can't let the devil get the best of you. Do you hear me?
Speak the word to your body.
speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe, and I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the Word of God. Against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.